This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
You do take things so to heart, Jennifer.
Oh, it's hard not to, Mum. There's Brian walking round with a constant smirk on his face. Adam looking, well, stern. And then Kate, oh, whenever she walks into a room, Nolo Tando makes a point of walking straight out. Would you like some help getting in?
Oh, yes, please, dear.
Here, Mum, lean on me.
Oh, thank you. Oh, lovely.
Let me just tuck your coat in.
Oh, you're such a good girl.
Oh, well, I wish Nolo Tando was being a good girl. She's been very unkind.
She came to see me yesterday.
Oh, let me do the belt, Mum.
Oh, thank you. It is a bit of a fiddle. She came to help with a problem I was having with my music, and then she stayed on to clean out some old pots ready for planting in the spring. She's not an unkind girl.
Well, she is with Kate. Makes for a very awkward atmosphere.
I thought she looked sad, actually.
She told Brian yesterday that she can't wait to get back to South Africa.
She hasn't mentioned going back to me.
Well, the intention always was for her to go back in the new year, but she was going to stay for her birthday. But now, oh, I don't know what she's doing.
Is there a definite date?
Well, not so far as I know. I've asked them, Mum. I've implored them. Look, please settle your differences. But Nolo Tando is so angry and Kate's so hurt. The problem with those two is they're so much alike.
I'm not so sure that's true.
Both of them so determined to get their own way. Neither of them interested in compromise.
Nolo is still finding out who she is. She's still a child.
Yes, I know, but
she needs her mother.
She doesn't seem to think so. Oh, honestly, Mum, Home Farm sometimes feels more like a battlefield than a family home.
It'll all pass, dear.
Ooh, I'm not so sure.
They'll find a way of coming together.
Oh, I wish I could believe that.
It's not that cold outside, Roy.
River's still going to be freezing.
It was okay on New Year's Day.
New Year's Day was different.
Why?
Because it was New Year's Day.
Well, all I'm saying is I'm really disappointed in Alice.
Sure.
Was that Lexi on the phone just now?
No, Phoebe.
She's settling back in, all right?
It's only been a day, Kirsty.
And the kefir survived the journey to Oxford.
She said to say thank you.
Oh, I only bought it to support Tom. I can't stand the stuff.
She's still convinced it cleared up that dry skin she had on her hand.
Oh, marvellous.
Somebody else crying off?
Fallon. She's coming down with a cold, apparently.
Well, there is a nasty virus going round.
Yeah, the anti-swimming virus. Oh, please, Roy, won't you change your mind? Come in for a quick dip.
How many more times? No.
Oh, please.
No. Anyway, if I go in, who'll carry the hot chocolate?
Who's that?
Kathy reminded me to book me annual leave for the summer.
You're still planning to spend time with Lexi, then?
We talked about travelling around Bulgaria with her girls. It's not going to happen now.
You don't know that?
Oh, yes, I do.
As long as the two of you keep talking.
Talking doesn't do any good.
You two are so good together, Roy. The way you look at each other. The way you are.
She's missing her girls. She wants to be at home with them. I can understand that. I mean, I see Abby regularly, but I still miss her like hell.
Lexi was always going to be heading home to Bulgaria at the end of the month. I still think you could make it work.
Well, maybe we could, yeah. If she wasn't going to be carrying somebody else's child. Keep thinking of Abby. Did you know she was premature?
Yeah.
She nearly didn't make it. All those days and nights in hospital waiting, felt like forever. See, something like that could easily happen to Lexi. I mean, why would she put herself through that? All that Well, the pain, the worry. She won't even have a baby to hold at the end of it.
It'll most likely be straightforward.
Yeah, but what if it isn't? I mean, not all pregnancies are.
No.
Oh, Christy, I'm sorry. I shouldn't. I didn't think.
It's okay.
So I'm so sorry.
Have you talked to Lexi since Friday? Oh, sorry. Helen. Sore throat.
Well, I spoke to her on the phone last night. She told me she's meeting Adam and Ian for lunch tomorrow to talk about details.
Is there any way, Roy? I know it's hard. But can you try to think of this thing with them as separate from you and her?
How can it be separate from us? Are we going to the river or not?
Yeah, okay. Oh, and what do you know? It's starting to rain.
Hi, Tom.
How are the goats?
Great. 2 litres, I reckon.
Oh, congratulations.
And the pigs?
Muddy.
So I see.
Yeah, I'd better get inside and cleaned up.
Tom?
Yeah?
Dad and I were talking last night about the kefir.
There's nothing to talk about.
We just wanted to say, you may well be right giving it up, but if you wanted to give it another month or so, well, we'd support you.
You can't seriously want me to carry on pouring good money after bad.
Well, it's early days.
No, it isn't. I've made up my mind, Mum. It's time to move on to other fermented foods. Kimchi, maybe.
Are you sure?
It's a question of trying them out and seeing what works. Kefir obviously doesn't.
At least you've got ambition.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get there in the end.
I'm sure you will. We're very proud of you.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, look, if you don't mind, I'm not sure I've got the stomach for Auntie Jennifer bragging about the Echo's Business Person of the Year.
No problem. You go in and get cleaned up.
Cheers.
Hello, you two. Is there something the matter with Tom?
I don't think so.
Well, why did he run away?
Because he smells of pigs.
Oh.
Hello, Peggy.
Hello, dear. Lend me your arm, will you?
How's that?
Oh, thank you.
Well, I'll love you and leave you, Mum.
Thank you for the lift, dear.
Have a lovely lunch.
I'm sure we shall.
It's January. Remind me why I'm going to swim in the river.
Because it's there.
And why am I not wearing a wetsuit?
You told me it would be cheating.
It wouldn't be cheating though, Roy, would it?
No.
So perhaps I'll get a wetsuit and come back next week.
Okay.
And I think I've got that cold coming like the others.
Sure.
Oh, I don't want it to turn into flu.
So, get your clothes back on and we'll head home.
It would be mad, wouldn't it, to make myself ill?
Yeah?
Yeah. Can you pass me my jumper?
There you go. Mm.
Oh.
Warmer?
Mm. Yeah.
Ready to go back home?
Oh, sure. Oh, no, I have to go in.
You don't have to do anything.
Oh, if I don't, they'll all laugh at me.
Let them laugh.
Oh, I'm going in for a swim.
Okay, for sure.
You got the towel ready?
Yeah.
Custard creams?
Yeah.
Hot chocolate?
Check.
Okay. Here goes.
Oh, Kirsty.
What?
Your jumper.
What about it?
Well, are you going to take it off?
Oh, yeah.
Look, come on, give it me.
Yeah. Thanks. Yep. Here goes. Oh, it's really muddy.
That's why you're wearing your beach shoes.
Yeah. 10 strokes and I can get out. Yep.
Cold.
Bracing.
Well, you don't have to do this, Kirsty.
Yes, I do.
What's it like?
Yeah.
Kirsty! Get out!
Oh, I haven't done 10!
Look, now! You have to, look!
What?
By the reeds! Over there!
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. I didn't realise.
You're all right. Come in, Gran.
Sure?
Yeah, I was just.
Henry and Jack are helping your father with laying the table, so I've been sent to sit down.
Oh, can I get you anything? Cup of tea?
Thank you, but I've just had one with Helen. I'm sorry to hear you're giving up on the kefir.
Win some, Gran, lose some.
I know how much it meant to you.
Yeah, well, you know.
Helen was telling me she's feeling bad for being dismissive about it.
But she was right. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, don't talk like that.
I'm sorry, Gran. But it just seems...
Go on.
Whatever I do, whatever I try, I...
Yes?
Kafir, Kirsty, the baby, Helen and Rob. I mean, why didn't I see what was going on there? It was under my nose.
None of us saw it.
John would have.
You don't know that.
He wouldn't mess up everything the way I do.
Oh, Tom, you're feeling disappointed about the Kafir. That's understandable. But you mustn't blow it up into something more than it is.
I really thought I was onto something this time. No one wants to buy the damn stuff because no one likes it.
Phoebe thinks it's wonderful.
Yeah, of course she does.
She recommended I have a few dollops 3 times a day.
And have you actually got any in your fridge?
Not yet, but...
I'll save your money, Gran. I'm going to try something else. Kimchi. What do you know about kimchi?
Not much. What is it, a vegetable?
Vegetables, fermented.
Peggy, would you like a small sherry before lunch?
Right, I'm off to the office to do accounts.
Lunch will be 30 minutes. He's not normally so rude. I'm sorry, Peggy.
There's no need to apologise to me. He's not a happy chap.
I know.
He thinks he's a failure at everything he touches.
I know. But what can I do to help him?
Be around? Be his mum?
Will I ever stop worrying about him?
What do you think?
Let's get you home and then you can make your call.
No, we've got to do it straight away.
At least get yourself properly dressed.
Where's the number? Oh, look, Roy, there's another.
Yeah, and 2 down there. Look, can you see? It's not good.
Oh, it's terrible. What do you think's happened?
Not sure.
And there's more of them behind those reeds. Oh, great. Found it. Right in front of my eyes.
At least drink your hot chocolate, will you?
In a minute.
Environment Agency incident hotline, can I help?
Yes, my name's Kirsty Miller. I'm calling from Ambridge in Borsetshire and I'm standing beside the River Am. And there's something you need to come and check out urgently.
What appears to be the problem?
The river is full of dead fish.
Pip.
Toby.
Hi.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the Am?
About my dad. Sorry,
after you.
No, you.
Well, Susan says there's Environment Agency crawling all over the riverbank, taking water samples and netting dead fish.
Yeah, we heard something about that yesterday. Dad's worried it might be the runoff from our silage clamp. I told him it's not, but... guilt. Yeah. Well, I best get on with the shopping.
Oh, what were you going to say?
Sorry?
Just now.
Oh, yeah. My dad.
Yeah.
He said he came to see you last week.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hope he wasn't embarrassing.
No, not embarrassing.
Morning!
Oh, Lexi, hello.
I've got to go. Got a meeting in Felpsham.
A meeting?
Yeah, at a wine bar. They're interested in the gin. Don't want to be late.
Was it something I said?
Not you. No, me. I'm guessing you've heard the gossip that I'm pregnant?
Yes.
And that Toby's the father?
Possibly.
There's no need to look like that, Lexi. It's all around the county, as far as I can tell.
Hello there.
Adam?
Great day.
Is it?
Ah, no snow, no rain.
It's not so great down at the Am.
Ah, yeah, I believe it was you who discovered the problem.
Me and Kirsty.
I had a wander down there earlier this morning. My man is on slurry, or runoff from a silage pit.
Yeah, you're having lunch with Lexi.
Yes. Yeah, we are.
Well, enjoy.
Roy.
Yeah?
I wanted to say, you and Lexi, this is a very generous gesture.
It's nothing to do with me, Adam.
Well, I think it is, and Ian and I appreciate it.
Lexi makes her own decisions.
Hello, stranger.
Not me who's the stranger. Do you actually live with me and Bert any longer?
Ah, don't be like that, Toby.
All good with Anisha, I take it?
Yeah. She has a few days off. We've been hibernating. Oh, it's good to see you.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Not rushing to tell me I'm a cad.
A cad?
Yeah, a cad and a waste of space.
Toby, could we start this conversation again? What are you actually talking about?
The baby.
What baby?
Pip's baby.
Pip's what?
So I'm guessing the news hasn't reached Planet Love Nest.
Are you telling me Pip's having a baby?
Apparently.
How did that happen?
Usual way.
Oh, this new fella of hers, I suppose. What's his name?
Well, Alfie.
Fast work.
Not him, Rex.
Who?
Me.
That's not funny, Toby.
Tell me about it.
You're having another thing with her?
No.
I'm having trouble keeping up.
We had a thing before Christmas. It wasn't exactly a thing. More a, you know, friends.
Yeah, with benefits, obviously.
It didn't last long. And it was over almost before it started.
Wow. Pip pregnant. Takes some getting used to. How is she?
She's fine.
Morning sickness?
No idea.
How about her family?
They're all good. Any danger of asking how I am?
Oh, of course. Sorry. How are you?
Well, funny you should ask. I'm not great. I didn't want this, and I didn't choose it. Now, apparently, I'm the villain of the piece. Bert wouldn't even look me in the eye this morning.
He knows.
The whole village knows.
And what's happening with you and Pip?
There is no me and Pip. There hasn't been for months.
But you're having a baby together.
Oh, no, we're not. She's made it very clear. The decision to have the baby is hers. The baby will be hers.
You can't let her go through it on her own.
She won't be on her own. She'll have basketfuls of archers helping her out.
How's her family taking it?
Ah, her dad's got it all figured out. Spelled it all out for me. I'm not required. Best thing I can do is sling my hook.
This is your child.
Not according to David.
This is... Oh, I can't get my head round it.
Mm. It's a nightmare.
What did Mum say? And Dad?
I haven't told either of them yet.
But it'll be their grandchild.
It would have to be my child for that to happen. And David and Pip have been crystal clear. This baby's going to be an archer, not a Fairbrother.
How do you feel about that?
Thanks for asking, but... Everyone telling me I'm a waster and I should leave and not come back. Maybe they're right.
Roy, I've been looking for you.
Decided to bring me a cup of tea out here.
You must be cold.
That's not too bad in the sun.
There's not much sun.
No.
May I sip?
Sure. Have you seen the snowdrops? Over there.
First sign of spring. New beginnings.
For some.
I thought you might like to know about my lunch with Adam and Ian.
Not really.
What we talked about.
It's your business, Lexi.
Well, I told them, Roy. I've been thinking some more over the weekend.
Really?
I can see why you're not happy.
Yeah?
I listened to what you said.
You did?
Yes, I did. I know that Adam and Ian would prefer that I stay in Ambridge. And I know that this would be better for us, too. If we can make it happen.
Yeah.
So I talked to them about how it might work. There's a holiday cottage at Home Farm where Adam says I could live. And Ian says he can talk to Kathy about finding me some more work here at Grey Gables. Or if that's not possible, he says he could put feelers out with some of his contacts in the area. There's a gastropub outside Felpersham that might have an opening. And on top of that, they said they'd be happy to fly my girls over sometimes.
Right.
Obviously, I missed them and would like them to be involved and to understand the whole process. It'll be some nice support for me, too, of course.
I ought to get back to work.
No, please, wait.
What's the point?
You've made up your mind?
Roy, please.
And you've told your family about this, have you?
I spoke to them at the weekend. Nevenia was very excited about having a little brother or sister. I tried to explain that the baby wasn't going to be ours to keep. It was not easy for her to understand.
I know how she feels.
Violetta, she didn't say anything at first. Thought she was going to cry. And then she smiled at me and said she thought it was a wonderful gift to give someone. That made me want to cry.
And your mother? Did she have anything to say?
My mother always has something to say. She's worried I'm being exploited. I told her that's very much not the case. So, the family, we talked, and in the end, they all said, it has to be my decision.
Yeah, and you've made your decision, so...
No! I told Ian and Adam I have to talk to you. I want to ask you, if I stay on in Ambridge, in the cottage on Home Farm, does that make a difference to how you feel about the surrogacy?
I'll get back to work.
Oh, I thought you would be pleased. I'm going to be here in Ambridge with you.
They're having their baby.
Well, yes.
Look, what happens if something goes wrong with the pregnancy?
I had no problems when I was expecting my girls.
You're older now.
Well, yes, I know, but I'm healthy.
But there's so much that could go wrong for you, for the baby, maybe both of you.
It's a risk I'm prepared to take.
Okay. I mean, you must make your own decision.
You're still not happy. Even though I'll be living here. You want us to separate?
No! God, I don't want us to separate. But even if you stay in Ambridge, I don't see how we can survive this.
You can't accept it.
Oh, I wish I could, Lexi. I so wish I could. I'd love to be able to say to you, hand on heart, that I understand and it's all fine, but I'm sorry. I can't understand. Just can't.
Seems I was the last to know.
Pretty much.
How's your gran taking it?
She really took me by surprise. She was so supportive.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I thought with it being Toby's baby, but she's putting me first. It's amazing.
And your mum and dad?
Yeah, great on the surface. Really supportive. Oh, they're trying so hard.
And Toby's not?
Well, I didn't choose this situation.
No, neither of you did. If you polish those boots any harder, they'll disappear.
It's weird. I've developed a real thing about clean shoes. I've no idea why.
Could be worse. I know it's hard for you both, Pip. But whatever happens with you and Toby, I'm going to be there for you.
Rex.
I just wish he was different, you know?
Well, he's who he is. He's Toby.
And I'm who I am. So if you ever need any help...
You'd better not let Anisha hear you making offers like that.
Well, she knows you and I are friends.
Yeah. Thank you, Rex. I appreciate it. And I know this for sure. You're going to be one top uncle.
I'm afraid Ian's at Helen's.
I was hoping to talk to you both together.
You've decided?
Yes. It's fine, though. We can talk tomorrow.
No. Please don't go. I'll call Ian. He'll come back. Have a glass of wine. Oh,
thank you, Bald.
Cup of tea?
You're very kind.
Gin and tonic.
But I can't stay, I'm afraid. I'm meeting Roy. We can talk tomorrow.
No, Lexi, please. Talk to me now.
But Ian's not here.
He'd prefer you to tell me, and I'll just worry more. Is it good news?
You and Ian, you're really good friends. You're lovely men, both of you. And I'd love to be able to help you. But Roy, being with him, I'm happier than I've ever been. With any man I've ever known in my whole life. I can't risk what I have with him.
You'll be risking it if you go back to Bulgaria.
If he's not happy, then I'm not happy, Adam. I'm so sorry. But you and Ian, you're going to have to find someone else.
It's
Susan says there's talk of a local television crew arriving.
A few dead fish? That's certainly going to rivet the nation.
Well, the whole village is buzzing with it. She says she's losing count of the different people who keep popping into the shop for emergency chocolate supplies. Environment agency people, mostly. And there are notices everywhere warning people not to swim or fish in the Am and, well, to keep their dogs away. Shouldn't you be at college, Nolitando?
No need. I'm going home soon.
Well, yes. I know we talked about you going back in the new year, but you haven't actually got a date yet, have you?
Well, just as soon as someone buys me a ticket, I'm off.
You'll still be here for your birthday, though, won't you? And you don't want to fall behind in your college work.
It's a completely different system back home.
Can you pass me that newspaper?
Sure, Grandad.
Where are you going?
Meeting Freddy.
Oh, well, before you leave, darling, can I talk to you about your cake?
Cake?
Yes, for your party on Friday. Would you like chocolate?
I don't mind. Whatever you like.
Oh, dear. She grows more like Kate every day. I must say, Brian, you seem very uninterested in what's happening at the Am.
On the contrary, Jenny, I'm extremely interested. They're testing the runoff and drains from our land.
No.
There's no need to panic. I mean, they're testing all the relevant land that borders the river.
Yes, of course. And Susan says there's talk of some nasty contaminant.
Well, if Susan says that, then it must be true.
There's a stretch of the bank the authorities are particularly interested in.
How do you know?
Oh, I had one of the environment people in earlier. And she told me her people have put floating aerators in the water.
Eh?
And they've put a boom across at a point where a ditch flows in, and they're going to pump water from the ditch into tankers and take it away for disposal.
Where's the ditch?
Oh, I'm not sure. Sounds serious, though. Just hope Kirsty will be all right after her swim.
She's feeling fine at the moment.
Well, probably take a few days for her to develop symptoms. She could be very poorly. And then there's Fallon and Harrison. Didn't they go swimming on New Year's Day with her?
And Ed. And your Chris.
Oh, my word. I'd forgotten.
Well, perhaps they should all go on a course of Tom's kefir.
Oh, this is no laughing matter, Roy.
According to Phoebe, that kefir cures everything.
Oh, you're having me on.
No joke. She's had a patch of eczema on her hand for months. And it's gone. And she didn't suffer so much as a sniffle over the Christmas vacation.
She puts that down to the kefir?
She does.
Well, they do say it's very good for us. Oh, that's £10 and 13 pence, please.
She puts it in a tiny coffee cup and doses herself up every day.
Oh.
There you are. 13 pence exactly.
Morning, Susan. Hey, Roy.
Ian. Hello.
I've just been collared out there by somebody from the Echo.
Really?
Oh, isn't it terrible? Everyone wants interviews.
Really? Susan, I was just wondering if you had any more of that organic coffee in yet. You said you might have some more in today.
Oh, yes. I think it was in this morning's delivery. Jim's unpacking it right now. I'll just pop out and see what I can find.
That's great, thanks.
Won't be a tick.
Ian, I was wondering if you might have time for a drink.
When?
Now?
I have to get to work.
10 minutes. It'd be good to talk.
You can't cancel your party.
Yes, I can.
But I'm looking forward to it.
Really, Freddy? Watching my mom taking it over and making a fool of herself.
Oh, you're going to throw those chips away?
I'm not hungry.
Well, give them here. You've got to have a party, Nolitando.
I wanted to go out to a club, but I know I'd get ID'd if I do.
Yeah. No, but you're right. You need a proper party. I need a proper party.
You need a proper party.
For passing my maths recit.
Of course. I've never seen anyone look so surprised.
Me?
Your mother.
Oh.
And I'm sorry, Freddy, but not even for you am I prepared to put up with my so-called mother getting down with the kids.
What? Now you're talking.
What?
My mother still owes me, doesn't she? For my maths.
So?
Why don't we have your party at my place?
Oh, come on, Linda. Oh, please cooperate. There's a good girl.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, hi, Susan. My mum's gone to the hairdresser with Gran, and so I've offered to milk these two.
Oh, she says there's a knack to it.
I know, and I haven't got it. Oh, please, Linda, just a pint.
I wanted to talk to you about the cafe.
Oh, even a half pint would do.
Roy's just been telling me Phoebe swears by it.
Yeah, I know.
You don't seem very impressed.
I'm glad she likes it. She'll just have to find another supplier.
Not necessarily.
Susan, have you been listening to me? We're junking the kefir.
But it's a fantastic product.
It's not selling.
We're not marketing it the right way.
Really?
And I've had an idea.
You know all those Nuffield visits I've been going on? All those weeks I've been away? Care to hazard a guess what I've been focusing on?
But Tom...
Marketing. Marketing. All the time... Marketing.
Oh, Tom, please listen
to
me.
So thank you for your enthusiasm, Susan, but the plain fact is, the world just doesn't give a monkey's elbow for Bridge Farm kefir.
Why not come and have a cup of tea with me in the tea room?
Because I've got to milk these damn goats.
They might be more willing after a little break. I can tell you all about my idea.
I already told you, Susan, there's no point.
Oh, what have you got to lose, Tom? By listening.
You sure you don't want a sandwich?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
I've got some crisps. Help yourself.
I'm okay.
Right, you and me. Yeah, we work at the same place. We live in the same village. We've been mates a long time.
Yeah.
Be good to clear the air?
Yeah.
You're disappointed, you and Adam.
Yeah, we are, but we understand... Look, I want to thank you, Roy.
Thank me? Well, why?
Lexi being the surrogate for me and Adam, it was good of the two of you to even consider it.
It was Lexi, not me.
I mean, you do know we didn't pressure her into the surrogacy idea?
Yeah, of course.
You know, we had too much to drink that night, all three of us, and... Look, you know how it is. I thought it was the drink talking. I didn't realise at first it was a serious offer. You know, she's a great woman.
The best. I want to make a proper go of it, if we can. Rest of our lives, even.
No, I can see that happening.
I'm not sure that we could have... We might not have survived her carrying your child.
Look, it's, like I say, I understand.
Look, I'm sorry, Ian, I really am. I know how much you want to be parents, and for what it's worth, when it happens, I think you're going to make a great dad.
I hope I get the chance.
Oh, I hope so too. I mean, you're such a kind man, Ian. That child of yours, boy or girl, is going to be very lucky.
So, we've been marketing the kefir as a healthy drink.
Because that's what it is.
But we've been positioning it wrong.
Oh, is that right?
We've been adding all the fruity flavours and so on... to try to make it appeal more as a tasty yoghurty drink.
Why are we even having this conversation?
Oh, hear me out, Tom, please. Just a couple of minutes. What have you got to lose? So, I was thinking of where we put it in the fridge in the shop. It's alongside the yoghurts and the creamy this and the fruity that.
Yes.
But... according to Roy, he's Phoebe, and let's remember how clever she is, Oxford and everything.
What's your point, Susan?
She's been treating it like a health remedy.
So?
Because it's health-giving, like we've been saying in our marketing.
And your big idea is?
Little pots.
What?
You know, those small bottles, like those drinks that lower cholesterol.
Right.
Have you seen how much they go for at the supermarket?
You're saying we should sell it the same way, in little bottles?
Why not? If it's doing the same sort of job.
Well, it certainly works through the gut like the other stuff.
Exactly.
It's a thought. A premium product.
A health product. Don't you think it's worth a try?
Freddie's mom says it can't be the weekend.
Well, she's got this boring corporate event on Friday and then a wedding on Saturday.
But then he reminded her about passing his maths and then she said, no problem.
No problem about what?
In fact, she said she would love to host my birthday party on Thursday.
But your birthday's on Friday.
Oh, we'll sing happy birthday at midnight.
And what about college, Freddie?
Oh, it's no problem.
I think there might even be an inset day, Jennifer.
So, you're not having a party here?
No.
Well, we thought we would save you having to do all the preparations.
And the clearing up, of course. I'm sure Grandad would be pleased to have a quiet night instead of all my friends around the place.
Right. Oh, that's fine, of course. But I was going to make you a cake.
Well, I'm too old for cake, Grandma.
I'm not.
Oh, Freddie, you're always thinking of your stomach.
Any chance of a cup of tea?
Yeah, of course, darling. So you've decided then?
My birthday party in a stately home? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're having my party at Lower Loxley, Grandad. How cool is that?
Oh, yeah, extremely cool.
Come on, Freddie, let's go up to my room and sort out the playlist.
Would that be all right, Jennifer?
Yes, of course.
Come on.
Thank you for the scone.
You're extremely welcome. Freddie still has such beautiful manners. Such a pity about the pierced eyebrow.
Do you mind if I shut the door?
No, of course. What is it, darling?
Radio off.
Oh, yes, if you like. Well, what's going on? Where have you been?
You know those people at the door about an hour ago?
Yes.
They were EA.
The Environment Agency.
Hmm. They wanted to talk. I've been to their agency office building.
Oh, for a meeting?
Turned out. Not so much a meeting, more interview. Under caution. There could be a prosecution, apparently.
Well, not to us. But why?
They blocked the culvert. I've seen it myself, so there shouldn't be any further contamination.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, very good, yeah.
And do they know yet what this contaminant is?
Well, if they do, they're not telling me.
Well, why did they want to talk to you, Brian?
Because they've traced the source of the pollution, you see. They're very confident. Certain, actually.
Certain of what?
That it's coming from home farm land.
Morning.
Oh, afternoon, Toby. I was just about to send out a search party.
Yeah, sorry. I'm here now. What do you want me to do?
Well, you could help with this bottling up.
Sure.
And then there's a barrel needs changing.
Sure.
A word to the wise, mate. This isn't the way to get that pay rise.
Did I ask for a pay rise?
Not yet, but you will.
What are you talking about?
A kid on the way?
Oh, that.
Yeah. So when you do come and ask, try to be on time and have a smile on your face.
I won't be here long enough to be asking for a raise.
Excuse me?
Your brother thinks I'm a total waste of space. And I suspect that my brother agrees. I wouldn't want to disappoint them both, would I?
Are we talking about David?
Have you got any other brothers?
Why are we talking about him?
Which barrel is it?
No, forget the barrel. Just tell me about my brother.
It doesn't matter.
Toby, what has he been saying?
Let's see. The baby is 100% Archer. No Fairbrother input needed before or after birth.
I see.
And he reminded me that the Hollow Tree tenancy agreement is up at the end of this month, and if I were to decide to walk away from Pip and from Ambridge, as far as he was concerned, that would be just fine.
He said that?
That's about the gist of it.
And what did you say to him?
Didn't get a chance to say anything very much. Anyway, it's old news. It all happened last week.
Well, you should have told him that he was out of order. This is your child.
Pip's child, actually.
And yours.
Well, she's not bothered one way or another, whether I stay or whether I go.
What? She said that?
Well, more or less.
Right.
She wasn't nasty or angry or anything. She doesn't much care what I do. I'm irrelevant.
Okay, Toby.
So it looks like I won't be around much longer.
I'll get Jolene to come down and open up.
Why?
Because, Toby Fairbrother, you and me are going to go for a walk.
Darling, it was so wonderful. The people, the colours, the food, all of it, start to finish.
Oh, sounds marvellous.
So it passed by in such a flash.
Yeah, I dare say.
All the same, it's very nice to be home.
No place like it.
Apart from the huge pile of laundry, of course.
Who's that?
Sorry, Lillian. Brian's just come in.
Jenny, are you all right, darling?
Well, why shouldn't I be?
Well, you just sound a bit, I don't know, subdued, maybe.
No, I'm fine.
Is everything okay with the family?
Hello. I'm sorry, Lillian, but Brian wants to talk. Can I call you back?
Oh, very well, darling. Love to Brian.
Bye.
Big kisses.
Justin and Lillian are back.
Oh, I thought it wasn't till the end of the week.
Oh, well, I must have got the date wrong.
Did they have a good time?
Yes. Brian, the land you bought from Justin...
Yes?
Did you mention it to the Environment Agency?
Why would I do that?
Well, I can't help wondering... Why did he offer you such a discount on it?
Mate's rates, Jenny.
What if he knew the land was no good?
Oh, come on, Jenny, this is Justin. He's our friend, family in all but name.
And you're confident that that's why he gave us the rock-bottom price?
Oh, yes.
So why don't you go round and ask him?
I can't do that.
Oh, Brian, you've been interviewed under caution, and I think it's perfectly reasonable to ask him. Did he sell you contaminated land?
He wouldn't do that.
He's a very canny businessman.
Look, I'm not going to go there and start throwing around accusations.
Well, look, I'm not suggesting you accuse him.
Why don't we wait and see what the investigators come up with?
But if he knowingly sold you land that was poisoned, I'm only suggesting that you ask him.
Well, the very question would be an accusation.
I've a good mind to go round there and ask him myself.
Oh, Jenny, please, please, no, don't get involved.
So, Shula, what's this I've been hearing about the Am? Something about dead fish and poisoned water?
Well, that just about sums it up.
Oh, terrible business.
Yes, it's pretty serious, I think. Some sort of nasty contaminant. How awful. Oh, it's a glorious day, though.
Beautiful. Breathe in that air, Lillian.
Oh, it's very good to be home. Even if it's not quite as warm as India.
I'm guessing it's a little warmer than Norway.
Just a little.
How was it over there?
Oh, magical.
You had a lovely time?
Yes, yes. Lovely. Seems like a dream now.
Isn't it always the way? Back home, back to reality.
And talking of reality... Can I ask if you've heard at all from Lateef?
Lateef? Why?
Well, it might be nothing. Perhaps he's been away too. Perhaps he still is. But Anisha's been trying to get in touch. And so far he hasn't replied to a single email or phone call.
Oh, yes, well, I should think he's away.
You haven't heard from him either, then?
No, we haven't. We did rather think, didn't we, darling, that we might come back to some sort of message from him.
Did we?
Especially with him not turning up to our non-wedding.
Well, you know, he's a busy chap.
He's not too busy, surely, for a couple of lines saying congratulations.
Well, he'll be in touch at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, it's not fair on you, darling.
Well, here we are. Come on, Aziz. Let's go.
You can tell me to mind my own business, but, well, I think you're looking at this the wrong way round.
Yeah, you reckon?
You need to start by ignoring everything that David said.
You weren't there.
Right, well, and, frankly, no disrespect to your brother, but Rex...
Please don't badmouth him.
I was just going to say, he's not you.
No, he's a decent human being.
He's different.
And better.
Oh, God, stop it, please. All this putting yourself down. Look, you have got to place yourself at the centre.
The centre of what?
Well, why don't you just start by asking yourself what you want to do?
Me?
Yeah.
If only I knew.
OK. For what it's worth, you want to hear my contribution?
Sure.
Well, I think that the minute you lay eyes on your baby...
Pip's baby.
No, on your baby, you'll know exactly what you want to do.
Like race as fast as my legs will carry me into the nearest sunset.
No, quite the opposite. I would lay my stake in Scruff Gin that you're going to love it. No, one glance and you'll be hooked.
You have no reason to say that, no evidence.
Well, I know you, Toby. I know you've got a huge heart. And I know that you'll want to be part of your child's life.
Oh, you're assuming I'll be allowed to lay eyes on it. Him, I mean. Or her.
Yeah, well, of course you will. You've got rights, you know. whatever my brother says.
I think I could cope with him. But it's Pip. She doesn't
want me to... Toby, you're doing it again. You're putting them at the centre and not yourself. What do you want?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you are allowed to change your mind, you know. Okay. Now, you know me. You know, glass half full sort of chap, no point in regrets. Can't change the past.
Yes.
So, Meriel, my little girl, if I could go back in time, I wouldn't hand her over to be raised by her mum and stepdad. I wouldn't turn my back, wouldn't just walk away. I would stay right there and I would make sure that I was part of her life.
You think I should stay in Ambridge?
I think that you should think what's right for you. So project ahead. Imagine future Toby. Who he is, what he's like, what he wants. And try to make sure you don't do something now that he might spend his lifetime regretting.
Well, right, Julia, I'm all yours.
Could you make a start on the bridle?
Bridle it is. What am I going to do about Lateef?
Do you have to do anything?
This silence of his towards Anisha and Justin, it's down to me.
You're talking about Matt.
What was I thinking, Sula? Messing about all those months when he was here.
Well, at least it's all worked out in the end.
Not entirely. Not if Lateef's... Now, how about this? How about I suggest to Justin that instead of waiting for Lateef to make contact, we extend the hand of friendship to him? We could invite him over for drinks, perhaps next week. Would you and Alistair be free?
If Lateef's there, I can guarantee Alistair will definitely be free.
Good. I'd very much like to put things right if I can.
Coffee, Jennifer?
No, thank you.
You mind if I get on making lunch?
No, not at all. Have you heard about the AM?
Yes, I have. Dreadful business.
Dreadful?
Absolutely terrible. I'm shocked.
What shocks me, Justin, quite apart from whatever it is that's poisoning the river, what shocks me is a man calling another man his friend, shaking his hand and smiling at him in the face while stabbing him in the back.
It's the jet lag, Jennifer. I don't think I understand what you're talking about.
I think you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Jennifer... Have I done something to upset you?
Oh, please stop pretending, Justin. Huh? You know perfectly well that I'm talking about the land that you sold us.
Why?
The contaminated land you sold us.
There was nothing wrong with that land.
So why is it leaking poison into the Am?
It can't be.
Yes it is. Polluting the river, killing the fish.
No, that land was in good nick when we sold it.
I did wonder at the time why you were giving us such a good deal.
No. As you know, I gave you a good deal because we're friends.
Yes, I know that's what you said.
Jennifer, those acres adjoin Home Farm. They've been farmed for BL by Brian and Adam. For the past goodness knows how many years, Brian's been able to see with his own eyes everything that's been done up there. If there was anything unpleasant or illegal going on, he'd have known.
Obviously not.
You can't seriously think we'd sell you poisoned land?
I don't seriously think you expected it to leak into the river. At least not this soon.
Well, if you and Brian feel like that, perhaps it would have been a good idea to do more research before you stumped up your cash. And quite honestly, I don't know what Brian thinks he's doing, sending his wife round here as his messenger.
Brian doesn't know
what
I'm doing.
Well, here's a message for you to carry back to him. You can tell Brian from me, caveat emptor, old chap. Buyer beware.
Now, let me check I've understood. You've downloaded the film onto my tablet, and when I want to watch it, I press that button and it'll jump onto the television set.
As long as you've selected the AV1 channel on your remote.
How do I do that?
I showed you last week.
Ah, yes. Yes, I remember.
Then you're good to go, Gogo.
Oh, Nolly, I don't know how Chris and I are going to manage when you're back in South Africa.
Oh, you'll be fine. You're getting really good at all of this.
I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you too, but...
You want to be home with your friends.
Partly.
Nolly?
It's Mum.
She does love you, dear.
The only person she loves is herself. I thought I was going to have such a good time coming over here.
But she's going to miss you a lot.
No way. Anyway, the whole vibe at Home Farm is boring. All they ever talk about is the river.
Yes, I had your grandmother and great-aunt Lillian on the phone earlier. Both of them were very upset, though neither was very clear why. Apparently Jennifer said something untoward to Justin.
Who cares?
I couldn't really make sense of it.
And I haven't even decided what to wear to my party yet.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful time tonight.
Are you sure you don't want to come?
You'd have a real shock if I said yes.
No, I'd dance with you.
Thank you. But I shall be much happier at home with this film you've downloaded for me.
Well, if you change your mind...
If only my miniskirt wasn't in the wash.
Oh, I'm going to miss you so much.
We'll still see one another, though, won't we? Now you've taught me how to Skype.
It won't be the same as giving you a great big hug. Will you come over and visit me?
Now, there's a thought.
Where are we going?
It's a surprise.
I'm not sure I like surprises.
Everyone likes surprises. Lexi, tonight.
You're looking very serious all of a sudden.
Well, we're going to have a really nice time, yeah?
When I'm with you, I always have a nice time.
Yeah, and not talk about the... You know what?
The surrogacy.
Yeah. Can we put it behind us?
I don't want any more arguments, Roy.
Thank you. So, tonight, I've booked us into...
Oh, you said it was a surprise.
Well, make up your mind, woman.
Who said I need to be consistent?
So, Nolly got off to her party all right.
Eventually. Oh, Gran, I still don't understand why she wants to have it at Elizabeth's.
Kate, I don't mean to be rude.
It's not even her birthday until tomorrow.
Chris and I, we...
Do you know she hasn't talked to me for over a week? Oh, I've been trying so hard.
I'm sorry you're unhappy, dear.
Could you talk to her? She listens to you.
What would you like me to say?
Well, you could tell her... I love her.
As a matter of fact, I've told her that already.
Gran, thank you. What did she say?
I'm not sure I remember her exact words. Now, Kate, if you'll excuse me...
Well, you could ask her to cut me some slack.
I don't even know what that means.
I want her to like me.
Kate, it's very simple. She's a child and you're her mother. She doesn't need you to be her friend.
I want to be her friend.
She needs you to be her mother.
You don't understand. Things are different these days.
We'll have to agree to differ. Now, if you don't mind, I want to go into the next room and settle on the sofa with a cup of
tea. It's so much harder than it was in your day. To be a mother, I mean. Relationships are more fluid now.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion, I suppose.
You really don't understand.
I understand that you're talking a load of nonsense.
Gran?
Your daughter doesn't want a friend or a chum or a fluid relationship, whatever that might be. She wants a mother. A proper mother. A mother she can turn to if she's got a problem. A mother she can rely on.
Not a Tando can rely on me.
A mother she can respect.
You don't think she respects me?
Oh, Kate. If you want Nolly to respect you as a mother, you're going to have to behave as a mother.
Freddie? What are you doing out here?
Oh, hiya.
Who was that guy?
What guy?
Oh, okay. I get it.
Look, it's not what you think.
It looked pretty clear to me.
Okay, well, maybe it is what you think, but look, it's
after everything we talked about.
Yeah, I know.
It's stupid, Freddie, and it's dangerous.
Yeah, well, so's alcohol.
Alcohol is legal.
Not when you're not even 17.
It's my birthday.
And I'm disappointed in you.
But it's such a good way of making some cash. Mm. Come on, no one gets hurt.
But don't you think it's a bad idea to be selling in your own back garden?
Nolitando!
Please tell me that's not my mother.
Nolitando!
Give me one of those pills.
What?
Now!
Okay, but you only...
It's Freddy Foster! Okay,
only take a quarter, okay?
Oh, I've been looking everywhere.
You just necked the whole thing.
Oh, Nolitando, I'm so glad I found
what
you.
What are you doing here? I didn't invite you.
I wanted to apologise.
I didn't invite you.
Thing is, Nolitando, I've come to realise that...
Forget it! Save your breath. It's too little, too late.
Please, listen to
Enough.
Me.
Enough!
Nolitando!
Shut up!
Freddy, I'm... Sorry you had to witness that.
No, it's no problem. Bit cold out here, don't you think?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, later, maybe...
What do I have to do to make her love me?
Oh, wow. Big question. I've got to go. Really big question.
Yeah. Big question.
Mm. How's your salmon tikka?
Great.
Great. And the okra?
Nice.
Can't stand it myself.
I like it.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm okay.
Still sad, aren't you?
No. I said to Ian, you being happy, Roy, that means so much to me.
I... Oh, Lexi.
I totally understand your feelings. It would have been odd, the whole surrogacy thing.
Weird.
And we've made a decision.
Don't sound very sure.
Well, I could have stayed living near you in Ambridge, and I could have found a job, and with what I discussed with Adam and Ian about the girls, it would have been a real opportunity to help my family.
Yes.
What's going to happen to us now? Me in Bulgaria, you here?
Well, we'll find a way.
All those miles between us.
Yeah, I can see how we can make that work.
But me having a baby for Adam and Ian, you couldn't see how that might work.
I was so worried what it could do to you. It's so... such a physical thing. And it can go wrong, Lexi, and then handing it over? Can you imagine that moment, how it would be, how you'd feel?
It wouldn't be easy. But being apart from my girls isn't easy.
Yeah, I know. It's not as if you owe Adam and Ian anything.
They're my friends.
You still want to do it?
No. No. Oh, I don't know.
Sweetheart. I've tried and I've tried, but it doesn't matter which way I look at it. I simply don't understand it.
Neither do I. Not really. I can tell you the reasons I've worked out in my head, but honestly... I don't know why I want to do it. I just know I do. It's a gift I would like to give them. It would make me happy.
Happy?
Yes.
You're so special to me.
And you to me.
I love you.
I love you too.
And more than anything, I want to make you happy.
Nolitando!
My friend Freddy!
What are you doing?
It's too hot in your house.
Could you just please shut the window?
No! Don't want to.
Shut the window!
Too hot inside.
Just get down!
Need more air.
Please! No! Look, we're on the second floor!
Just sit here for a while. Sit here quietly. I hate this party.
Why? Everyone's here for you.
No one likes me.
That's not true.
I see the way they look at me.
Please, just come on, get down.
What's happening in here?
Those girls downstairs. They think I'm African dirt.
Nolitando.
Oh, hello. It's my darling mother.
What's wrong? What's she taken?
What's she taken?
Tell me, Freddy, what's she taken?
A pill.
Leave it to me. You wait outside.
Well, no, I think... I don't
just
think that's...
Just do it, Freddy.
OK. I'll just be outside the door.
Thank you. What's happening here, Nolitando?
Nobody wants me.
That's not true, darling.
My friends don't want me. You don't want me.
You know I want you.
No. You say you love me, but you don't. You don't know who I am.
Look, I've not been the best mother in the world, Nolitando, but I am the only one you've got, and I'm telling you, please, to get down from the window and come over here now.
But I like it over here.
Freddy's father died after a fall from the roof. Did you know that?
Hmm?
This very place, the roof above where we are now, when Freddy was just a little boy.
Poor Freddy.
Can you imagine how he's feeling seeing you on that windowsill?
I'm not going to fall.
You're being really unkind to Freddy.
Freddy's my friend.
So, why don't you let me help you get down from the window?
For Freddy?
Yeah. Yeah, for Freddy.
Yes. Down from the window.
So I'm coming across to help, okay? Okay, Nolly?
Okay.
Okay. Put your arm around my neck, yeah?
Okay.
And turn your body. That's it. Good girl. One leg.
Mm-hmm.
Right, now the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're doing really well.
Am I?
Yeah, you're doing brilliantly, darling. Now, lean on me
mm-hmm.
and ease yourself to the floor. That's it. 1 foot. And 2 feet.
And I'm in the house.
Yes. Now, Nolly, give me a big hug.
Big hug?
Oh, Nolly. Nolly, what is it? Nolitando? Nolly? Freddy?
Yeah?
Something's happening to her. Nolly, talk to me. Call an ambulance, Freddy.
Ambulance?
Don't just stand there straight away. Tell them she's taken drugs and she's collapsed.
Right. Ambulance.
Nolitando? Oh, my God. Nolly.
I'm worried, Brian.
There's no need. Kate's 40 years old. She stays out all the time.
But Nolitando's missing as well.
Well, she'll have stayed over at Lower Loxley.
Neither of them are answering their phones.
Well, if you're that concerned, why not give Elizabeth a ring?
Oh, I don't want to seem over fussy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jenny, but don't you think we've got more important things to deal with than where Kate spent the night?
Have you heard from Justin at all?
No, but I've just had the EA on the phone.
Again?
Yeah, they want another interview, again, under caution. So I'm trying to get hold of someone from Mortimer and Franklin.
Oh, Brian?
Because, Jenny, if I'm to be interviewed again under caution, I want to make sure I've got a good criminal solicitor sitting beside me.
Where am I?
Hospital.
The party?
Yeah.
What happened?
You took a pill.
Oh, yeah.
And you had a seizure. So we called an ambulance. They've been flushing out your system with that drip there, keeping an eye on you.
What time is it?
It's getting on for 10 o'clock.
In the morning?
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
They said you could have died.
I'm so sorry.
The main thing is, they think you're going to be okay. I've just got to go and call Grandma.
You're not going to tell Grandma?
Well, I've got to tell her something. She'll be worrying.
Oh, please don't.
There was an ambulance, Nolitando. She's going to find out.
Mom, please.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
And you come straight back.
I've been here all night, darling. There's no way I'm leaving you now.
I'm a man on a mission, Pip.
That sounds intriguing.
First off, though, this is for you.
What is it?
Why not open the envelope and see?
A cheque for £1,000. Thank you. Well, this is great.
Yeah, except I still owe you another £4,000.
Well, it's a start.
And more on the way as soon as I have it. Is David around?
I think he's in the office. Why?
I want to talk to him about renewing the tenancy on Hollow Tree.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
You think he'll say no?
Well, you're not his favourite person.
Yeah, he made that very clear last week. But how would you feel about me staying on at Hollow Tree?
Oh, sure. Yeah, fine, whatever.
Thanks.
My dad, though.
Yeah, I know.
But I do know he hasn't got any other plans for the place, and it's better for us to be earning rent than not.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. In the office, you say?
I'm getting to grips with the VAT.
Right, fair brother. Enter the den of the lion.
My dad's not that bad.
Well, this is one small step for a man. One giant leap for a wimp.
I wanted to jump.
What?
But you talked to me.
Maybe the best thing is to look forward, not back.
You were talking, and I wanted to listen to you.
Did you?
Yes. I wanted to please you.
I'm so sorry, Nolitando.
Sorry? Why?
All the things you've been saying about me, you're right. I've been a terrible mother.
You saved my life.
No, not last night. All your life. I've behaved so badly. To you, to Sipo, to Phoebe. All I've ever thought about is me. Kate first and everyone else stepped to the back of the line.
We've had some fun times.
Yeah. Fun's good, but it's not enough. And the way I've behaved, I'm ashamed of myself. Shh. And I'm so sorry.
Okay.
And I promise you, I'm going to change. No more rushed video calls, no more long-distance phone chats when I just want to talk about me and what I've been up to. Things are going to be different for you and for Sipo.
Okay.
I mean it, Nolitando.
So, did you speak to Grandma?
Yeah.
What did you tell her?
I told her that you and I had a long talk at the party and now having a day in Felpersham working through our differences.
Mm. What if someone tells her about the ambulance?
Well, we'll cross that bridge if we come to it.
Last night, did you call me Nolly?
Yes. Sorry about that. I wasn't thinking.
I didn't mind.
It was just the heat of the moment.
Actually, I liked it. Mom?
He laughed at me.
My dad laughed?
Well, it was more of an incredulous snort.
Really. Oh, I know that sound.
And after he snorted...
The an incredulous snort?
Yes, he got to his feet, walked to the door, opened it wide and invited me to get the hell out of his sight.
Did he?
Mm.
What, so it's farewell to Hollow Tree?
Actually, I stood my ground.
I thought you said you were a wimp.
I told him, I've been doing a lot of thinking and my number one priorities are paying you back all the money I owe and then, when the baby's here, doing my bit to support the two of you.
I don't need your support.
And the best way of me being able to help you both is through Scruff Gin.
What did he say to that?
He said, no, actually, the best way I could help you is by clearing off. He can be quite frightening, your father, when he pulls himself up to his full height. But I carried on standing there.
Some wimp you turned out to be. He had no right to say that.
I told him how well things are going with the gin. I'm getting more orders every week. The goat and nightgown got in touch yesterday.
In Borchester? Yeah. But it's huge.
Yes, he was quite impressed, I think.
Why, you're really taking off.
Yeah, starting to take off, perhaps. I've even had a couple of inquiries from Felpersham.
Well, that's fantastic.
So I asked him if I could renew the lease for another 2 years.
Good.
He made the snorting noise again.
All right.
And that's when I hit him with your killer punch.
My killer punch?
I asked him if it wasn't better that Hollow Tree was earning money rather than lying empty. And while he was down there on the ropes, I slipped in a mention of Rex's geese at Christmas.
And he was out for the count?
Not entirely. He offered me 6 months with a possible option to extend.
Oh, well done.
Option exercisable on his side only.
No, really, well done.
Yeah, and look, my hand's hardly trembling at all.
I'm impressed.
I want to make a proper go of it, Pip. For, well, for our child.
Okay.
I want to be a good dad.
Right.
The best dad I can be.
No, the thing is, Toby...
If you'll let me.
No, the thing is, we're not going to be together.
I know, of course.
And I want my child to always feel loved. I never want her or him to be the kid sitting on a doorstep waiting for their dad to turn up.
I understand.
It's all or nothing. It's your choice. You're either in my child's life completely... Or not at all.
Our child, Pip. Ours.
Oh, hello, you two.
Hi, Grandma. Hi, Mum.
Oh, did you have a lovely time in Felpersham?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
Do you mind if I go up and get changed?
No, not at all.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, Nora Tando?
Yeah?
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Presents at tea time.
Great.
And I made a chocolate cake. That's okay.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thank you.
She's like a different girl.
Yeah, we had a good talk.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
Anyway, I ought to get into some clean clothes too.
I knew it would all come right in the end, Kate.
There is one thing.
Yes?
While we were out, I talked to the travel agent in Felpersham and I've booked Nolly's flight home Thursday next week.
Oh, so soon?
No point in hanging about. And I'm going with her.
To South Africa?
Yeah.
Oh, how long will you be away?
I'm not sure.
What about spiritual home? And what about Phoebe?
Well, Phoebe's at Oxford and I can sort out a manager for spiritual home. Nola Tando and Sipo, they're my priority. Hey, Dad.
Yes, Kate, hey.
10 minutes, okay, Mum?
Yeah, perfect. Brian, you'll never guess what Kate's just told me.
If you don't mind, Jenny.
Well, what is it? Brian, talk to me.
My meeting with the EA.
Yes? Well, what's happened?
Well, they've worked back from the culvert I told you about. The one that was leaking into the river. And they found the source of the problem. Mm. And it's definitely our land.
The new land?
In fact... You know the dip that adjoins the new land? Well, there was a pond there a long time ago.
Oh, a very long time ago.
Yeah. Well, after we drained it, we used it as a dump for rubble and whatnot. Well, not us, actually. A builder, mostly. Two builders. Can't remember their names. I suppose they'll be in the file somewhere. Not that it'll make any difference. I mean, they were 20 or 30 years older than me. They're long dead.
They used our land as a... As a dump.
Well, they paid me, but, well, yeah. And that's where it's coming from.
So it's nothing to do with the land Justin sold us?
So what they've found so far is some TCE.
TCE?
Yeah, it used to be used as an industrial degreaser. And apparently, under anaerobic conditions, it degrades to something called vinyl chloride, which is extremely toxic.
Oh, I see.
And they've also found traces of dieldrin and mycoprop.
Oh, and they're toxic too?
Yes, oh yes.
Did you know about this, Brian?
Of course I didn't, Jenny.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, what happens now?
Well, apparently it's my responsibility as the landowner to sort it out. We've got to hire a specialist company to investigate exactly what's there. There'll be diggers, earth movers and so on.
And... Who's going to pay for that?
We are, at least in the short term.
Oh, Brian. But the insurers will cover it, won't they?
Well, there's also a risk of prosecution. In the end, if we're found liable, we'll be left with a bill.
And what's the bill likely to be?
It's hard to say.
Well, 20,000, I mean, 50, 100,000?
As I say, it's hard to be exact. But at a conservative estimate... I'd say the final reckoning will come to... It could run up to millions.
This is the BBC.
Hi, I'm Rhianna Dillon, and I just wanted to let you know about another podcast that I think you might like. It's called Seriously, and twice a week we bring you incredible documentaries from BBC Radio 4. We like to say they're seriously interesting stories told a little sideways. From politics to fashion, arts to current affairs, I'm sure there will be something that takes your fancy. So join me there. Just search for Seriously in your favourite podcast app.